Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
Can, we need some IT help with the selfie stick.
Oh, wait a second, wait a second. I'm not allowed to talk now.
This is Thriller.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Your timing was impeccable. Welcome back to the second hour of the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. It's Thursday
night. Who am I and why am I here?
Admiral Thorne something or other. I don't know.
Yeah, Stockdale. That was close.
Stockdale.
Good. Yeah. Wow, look at that.
Give me a second.
I thought you had Alzheimer's and now I'm not so sure.
No, it's just whiskey. So
where's mine?
We are here. It's opening night is day one of the NFL draft. The Broncos picked an offensive tackle.
Yeah.
Which Darren predicted the other day. So that's one of his two predictions coming true. We're also here joined by the ever lovely and talented Kimberly, who is co-owner of Juicy Burgers and Dogs.
Hello.
And a well-known football insider.
Oh, yes. We go way back.
Yes. You and football.
Me.
Go way back.
Me and football go way back.
We've had an exclusive relationship for many years.
For about 59 minutes now. Hey, so, did you guys know that it was Bring Your Kids to Work Day? Did you guys bring your kids?
I don't have kids, so I did not know that. I did take my dog to the dog park, so that kind of is the same.
Nice.
And no, because I didn't want to commit a double murder homicide in public.
Oh, that's a good reason.
Well, I mean,
it's
listen.
Always a good reason.
Always
a good reason.
As Chris knows, I love my kids.
Yes.
But my kid is a three-nager, and he would be in here.
Yeah.
What's this, Daddy? Hey, Big Fuzz, what's this? Why are you hitting your stuff with the head with the microphone? What are you doing? What's going on? Stop touching that. And then there'd be gunshots, and that's what it'd be.
Oh,
that's why I choose not to take.
I wonder where he gets all his energy from.
Yeah,
I have no idea. Well, I brought my kids to work today, and I put them to work. They made their very own handmade milkshakes at Juicy, and they turned out delicious.
God, so good.
They also made their very own beer-battered onion rings.
Can I send my kids up there to learn how to do that?
Well, after that description, probably not.
No, they're good. No,
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
They're good around other people. They're just not good around me. I don't know where the problem is.
And then speaking of kids, they eat free on Sundays, just in case you didn't know that.
Uh-oh.
At both locations.
Wait, where are these locations?
Oh,
they don't have kids. You want to borrow some of my kids? I can rent them to you.
Your kids sound too crazy.
No. Only one of them.
They seem really nice. They'll make me milkshakes.
Oh, my gosh. My kids will not make you milkshakes. They'll make their
own
milkshakes.
Only one of my kids is crazy. The other one's only 10 months old.
Okay,
I'll rent you to her for an hour. And you can go get that free shake.
Let's let Kimberly tell people where to go so they can enjoy
these great things. He talks more than I do. This is amazing. I don't think I've ever met anybody that I have to interrupt before. Normally, people have to interrupt me. So the Thornton location's at 9740 Grant Street. And the DTC location is at 6830 Yosemite Street, which are both really easy right off the highway.
Yeah. No, that's right by my brother's house in the DTC. I'm going.
And you can do Uber Eats, too, which is really convenient.
Ooh. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
The one up in Thornton is literally I-25 to Thornton Parkway. Take a right, hit Grant, take a left,
right
and
there.
It's right
yeah,
there.
Right
so
across
it's
from
so
Sam's
easy
Club.
To find. Yeah.
Super easy.
Real easy to find. Great location. Amazing food. Please head down. And remember, if you mention the Darren Copeland Experience, you get $2 off your order.
At either location.
Yep. Give them the...
Is it either or either? I'm always so confused on this.
It's either.
Both.
Is it really?
Or either.
I sound so British when I say that either.
Too, I say either, but you can get away with either.
I say either.
Of course you do. Throw in an extra syllable there, why don't you? Just making up words all
he
night
does,
over here.
No, absolutely.
Well, you know what? Merriam-Webster just let sheeple into the dictionary, so I can make up any dang word I want, and eventually it'll get in. So
I pick either. Well, which is it going to be? You're going to have to decide.
You know which one I like the best? Ether.
Ether.
Oh, is that what you did before you came in here?
Because that makes
no. Because no, I don't do it.
Hey, the Browns just took Jabril.
Yes, the Browns just took Jabril Peppers.
I told you they would.
Actually, you said that you thought.
Yeah, but
Oakland
they were stupid.
Would,
no, that was primitive. Primitive. This one's got chain. This one's got chin. You know, whatever. Oh, never mind.
All right, so I've shot a little video.
Okay. No, no. Hey, listen. Jabril Peppers is only going to be a 15-year star in this league. I don't know why.
You know what? I'm glad he's not in the AFC West. That's what I'm glad for. So real quick, because I was busy trying to figure out this selfie stick so I could shoot video and pictures.
I cannot.
No.
And I missed that. Real quick. Tell me again about your shakes, because
they are evil, but they're so good, and you can do them as a malt too, but they're handmade.
All right. Okay. Question. And I guess this is something I probably should have asked several years ago, but what is the difference between a malt and a shake?
The malt.
I don't know. Don't look at me like that. I don't.
There's this lovely powder, and it's delicious, and it's called malt, and you add it to the shake, and that's why it's called a malt.
Right. Okay. So listen, I know what malt is for beer.
Have you ever had like a malt ball, like the chocolate covered malt?
The malt balls, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like that's ground malt up in a shake.
But so why do you put it in the shake?
So it tastes like malt.
It's like it goes all the way back to like the 40s, doesn't it, or something or longer than that. Where have you been? I'm going to bring you a malt, and you're going to.
That's what people would drink during the Depression when they couldn't drink beer.
I usually just get shakes or custards.
Ooh, custards are delicious. I don't have
breaking news.
What?
Never mind. I don't know.
Okay. Sorry. Back to the conversation. I usually get shakes or
custards. Let's talk about the important stuff.
Or I like the frozen Blizzard things. I don't know. I usually get shakes. So I guess does it taste radically different?
It's fermented milk powder, basically.
Does it taste radically different?
Yes, it does. Little.
Yeah, I mean, you're drinking malt, man.
Okay. It's a little richer. It's more.
Have you ever heard of Malta?
No.
So like all the South Americans, not the U.S. Americans, but
it's
the South Americans
Whoppers,
love Malta,
like, the candy
like Malta.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Malta.
I'm just going to have to bring you one. I can't believe that you haven't had one before. I mean,
look at him. Like,
where have you been?
My God. Malt.
I don't know.
He's probably egg cream.
I know what I'm
bringing. You've never had a malt?
I do know what an egg cream is.
Okay.
Like
do you know it's like
soda.
An egg cream, except instead of egg cream, it's malt.
It's like sausage, but instead of sausage, it's ham.
But it's exactly like that shirt. Yeah, except for there's buttons instead of a zipper.
I'll tell you the one thing I used to add to drinks. You guys remember...
Is it like Canadian bacon and bacon?
It's like a custodian and a janitor.
Or a spirit and a ghost.
I prefer spirits myself.
Me too. Do you guys remember... what were they?
Do you remember?
No, now I can't. They were Orange Julius. Remember Orange Julius's?
I have
not malt.
That was the coolest thing in Flagstaff where I grew up.
Okay, so I grew up out... in Aurora, and
that's probably the coolest thing that you
could
about
the coolest thing in Aurora too. And we'd go to, they had one at Buckingham Square. They did not have one at the Aurora Mall for the longest time, but I used to get the Orange Julius's with an egg in it.
Oh yeah,
because it would thicken it up, and it would give it a.
You ever had an old fashioned with egg in it?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what else thickens up those type of things? Well. Malt.
People order burgers with eggs on them all the time.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, I personally can't, I don't think I could handle it. That's too much for me.
It's a little messy.
People order them like double sometimes.
Oh,
even.
Yeah.
Like that's, I mean, that's good for them. But man, I don't think I could do it.
People
too much food.
Love eggs on, and they're like these, it's like this new thing. That and chicken and waffles.
Oh, that's like Brian's favorite thing.
And waffles?
Oh, it's too much. I can't handle it.
It's a little weird for me.
I like them. I mean, I like them both.
But not necessarily
separate.
Together.
Yeah, like my waffles drowning in butter and syrup.
Yes, yes.
Chicken barbecue sauce. You know,
or
like
delicious. Or white country gravy.
Maybe.
No?
Not a huge fan of the white gravy.
Oh, I love the white gravy. There's a fried chicken place called Wishbone. It's been around forever and ever.
I've heard of it.
And Wishbone is famous for its fried chicken and white gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's amazing.
I'll have to try it, maybe. Oh. Maybe I just didn't have the right, like, white chicken.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that on video?
Was it white chicken and gravy, or is it just chicken and white gravy?
It's fried chicken and white gravy.
Got it.
It's really
fried
good.
Chicken. Got it.
Fried chicken. Got to be fried chicken.
Okay.
All right. Well, we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the draft. And we've got...
Laser Cat Bowling! Laser Cat Bowling!
And we've got an update on football fashion.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.